Hi, everyone. I'm Big Al Weekly with Country Music News International Magazine and Radio. Today, we're going to welcome Grammy-nominated Jonathan Goodwin. He is with the award-winning group Pinecastle Recording Artist, the Goodwin Brothers. Jonathan, it's great to have you on Country Music News International.
Thank you, Big Al. It's good to be here today, man. Thank you for having me.
Jonathan, if you would, give us a summary about the Goodwin Brothers and most recently, the awards that you all just took home, like the Lexi Awards out of Lexington, Kentucky, and we'll also mention the Josie Awards as well.
Yeah, man. Well, thank you again for having us. Will and I have been singing since we were old enough to sing. We grew up in church and started singing as soon as we were big enough to hold a microphone. There's a two-year difference between us. I'm the older brother, and so I was always dragging him along. But yeah, we grew up in church doing gospel music, loving artists like, Bill Lawson back in the day, and just a lot of those pioneers, Paul Williams, just some of those groups that were doing, they were great bluegrass artists. They were doing a lot of gospel stuff, too, because that's all we were allowed to listen to as kids, It wasn't until we were older that we started listening to some straight-ahead bluegrass, but that's how it started, and, we all – Will and I both pursued music separately. He went to Morehead State University, and the first couple of years he was there, he was a vocal major and sang with the Black Gospel Ensemble and was really involved in the music department there. And I was 22 years old when I first started really working full-time producing in Nashville, working with a Christian music artist, and I've done that ever since. So we pursued music separately, and then COVID kind of stuck us all back at home again in Kentucky. And he, along with myself and Chase, which grew up singing with us in church, I always did the high part. We all got together and said, we're stuck at home, so let's just do it for fun. And it's kind of taken off since then. And long story short, in the last year and a half now, we've got the deal with Pinecastle, and we'll be doing two records with them. And we've had a lot of great, I don't say great success, we've had a lot of great fun, that's for sure. And last night was the, they call them the Lexi Music Awards. It's our local award show here in Kentucky. And we were honored to be nominated in a few categories for that. We won the Critics' Choice Award, which is kind of their big award for the night. And they also awarded us the best bluegrass band in the area here. So we were honored to get that as well.
Jonathan, I first want to mention Mark Newton. He is with Dreamland Entertainment Group. He's your publicist. I want to thank him for getting us together today. I also want to talk about the song Barefoot Girl. It's on the upcoming CD on Pinecastle. Plus, there's a lot of variety on that CD, I hear. So if you'd kind of give us some insight on Barefoot Girl. And you know, that's a very special song that I believe it not only makes you feel good when you're listening to it on radio, but I bet it makes you feel good on the stage shows. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's a song that came to us from Louisa Branscombe. A lot of people know her from writing great songs like Steel Rails for Allison Krauss and others. She and Becky Buhler, a lot of people know Becky in the bluegrass world, they got together and wrote a song called Barefoot Girl. And in their version of it, it was Barefoot Girl and Barefoot Boy. And it was quite different than the version we cut. But we reached out to Louisa after she sent that and said, we'd love to cut it. And it debuted at number two for us on the Bluegrass Unlimited or Bluegrass Today charts. And we were thrilled with that just as a single. And people have really connected with it. We enjoy playing it everywhere we go. It's probably one of our most requested songs now, but it's a lot of fun. It'll be on the new Pinecastle record coming out this summer. So we can get it there.
Let me ask you about this unique sound that you and your brothers have created. And I'm kind of looking towards the entertainment part. And the reason why is because of Barefoot Girl. You know, I've watched some of your videos. Would love to come to one of your live shows. But when you're doing your live shows and you see all the crowd out there, I think about everybody and their brother is taken to your sound. So do you have a lot of age difference out there in the crowds, people from older generations right up to the new people of the present day, the young kids?
Yeah, man, absolutely. And that's, that was one of the things that I didn't like about the bluegrass music genre at large. And it's not just bluegrass. There's a lot of different genres of music that are that way. They cater to one age group. And that's one thing that, we're just simply not going to do. And anytime anybody tries to put us in a box, we jump out, just because we love real good, feel good music is what we call it. And it doesn't matter if it's, Steal the One or if it's an old Ralph Stanley tune or a Stanley Brothers tune, like on our first record, we cut On a Lonesome Night. A lot of people remember that. So there's people that can appreciate that. There's people that can appreciate us bringing back some of the old rock songs and stuff. But I think that's why people like the New Crash Revival back in the day, and Sam Bush and John Cowan and those guys, and so many others, even the earlier versions of Lonesome River Band, and a few other, you know, great acts through the years, have really, really kind of stepped outside of the bluegrass world and gained and garnered so many more fans, especially this younger generation like us. You know, that's one of the reasons we love bluegrass, was because of people like that that pioneered new ways of doing what we love. We can still pick the banjo on, you know, a song that's not Pretty Polly, you know, and we have high regard and respect for where we came from. But if we only look back, we're not going to get very far. You know, we're willing to evolve and just see where the music leads us. And I think because of that, just back to your question, we do see everything from last weekend. We did a show at the old Red Slipper Lounge in Lexington, where Crow and Tony Rice and all those guys started. And we had people there in the crowd in their 80s and 90s, and we had little 1 and 2 year old kids running around with Goodwin Brothers shirts on. So, you know, we, and everybody and everything in between, we try to cater to everybody. And at the end of the day, put a smile on their face and make them feel something that, you know, takes away from the problems of everyday life. That's for sure.
We're talking with Jonathan Goodwin, and he is with the award-winning Pinecastle recording artist, the Goodwin Brothers. Their website, thegoodwinbrothers.com. So, Jonathan, kind of give us some insight on what's coming up in the future with this album and your music.
Oh, man, and I'm telling you, I'm biased because I think my brothers are some of the best singers in the world. I always said I'm just happy to be a side man and hanging on, but these guys are singing their tails off, and we were really blessed on this record just to have a lot of great, great people that we've admired and heroes of ours for years come along and say, I want to be a part of what you're doing. So we've got people like the great John Cowan, Sammy Sheeler, Dale Ann Bradley, just so many. If I start naming names, it would just, I'll leave somebody out. But we have so many people that have come alongside and collaborated with us on this new Pinecastle record that this album is coming out this summer. It's something we're really excited about. And you're going to hear everything from straight ahead, really, really hard driving bluegrass music to some great new country tunes that we've written or been a part of that are original songs for the Goodwin Brothers. And we just hope everybody likes it. It makes them feel good. And it's music that they want to listen to for sure.
So Facebook, would that be the Goodwin Brothers?
Yeah, man. Yeah, they just look us up on Facebook, the Goodwin Brothers, and we're on every social media platform there is, you know, from Instagram to TikTok, Twitter, all that. They can find us and find videos exclusive to those channels, you know, everywhere that that they can find music. So please follow us. That would be great.
Okay, on a personal note, so you and your brothers are doing a lot of traveling. So how does it feel to be able to work with your family, and how does all that work when you're all in close quarters all the time?
Well, you know, that's why we didn't sing together for so many years. Not because we can't stand each other, but because we all do things really differently, believe it or not. You know, we're all our own independent artists, and we're all our own independent personalities, that's for sure. But I think that's why it works, is because – you know, each of us brings something to the table that the other one doesn't. And we all are at a place in our lives where we respect each other's gift and craft. And together it's working, like I said. And this is the first time in a long time I've seen any band, because I work in the industry outside of just the Goodwin Brothers, this is the first time I've seen any band that just kind of happened with, you know, they just started doing it and people caught on. So that excites me and excites the boys, and hopefully excites our team, Mark, you mentioned, and Pinecastle Records, and all of our team that seem to see some potential in what we're doing and where we're going. We have some huge, huge opportunities coming up this year with another appearance in the fall at the Grand Ole Opry House for the Josie Music Awards, and we're doing some big festivals and stuff. So we're excited about it, man. We're going to hang on for the ride as long as it'll last and try to enjoy every minute of it.
Well, Jonathan, I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And once again, I want to tell everybody that you can check the Goodwin Brothers out at the Goodwin Brothers. Well, let me say it this way. TheGoodwinBrothers.com. Go to their Facebook. Go to all the download platforms. Pick up some of their great, unique music they are creating. You know, it's nice to see something positive go on with the music. And I believe that you all are the catalyst for moving this music forward. And I really appreciate what you all do.
We certainly appreciate that, Al. And just thank you all so much for just playing the Goodwin Brothers and being one of the, I don't want to say one of the few, because now a lot of them's catching on, but you're one of the few in the beginning that, that said, hey, we'll give these guys a chance and play our play what was out. So we appreciate you all for that. And I said it last night when we accepted the award, you know, in bluegrass music, we don't compete with each other. We complete each other. You know, there's something that all of us bring to the table that the others don't. And I think together we're a great family and we can do a lot of great things for the music at large and for each other. That's for sure.
Once again, I want to thank Mark Newton, Dreamland Entertainment Group, for getting Jonathan and I together. I also want to thank Jonathan Goodwin for being with us here on Country Music News International. For more music news in country music and bluegrass, you can always check out countrymusicnewsinternational.com. And to know more about the Goodwin Brothers, check them out, thegoodwinbrothers.com. I'm Big Al for Country Music News International.